Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Every high thing must come down. He wears the victor's crown. He will overcome. You know, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Because He overcame, we can overcome. So whatever you're facing in life, whatever you're going through, you can be an overcomer through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give Him a hand clap. That should excite you. There is hope. There is life. Your situation, your trial, your circumstance, that's not a dead-end street. That's not the end of the road. God might take you and just turn you about face. He might march you right through it. But He's going to see you through. No matter what you're facing, no matter where you're at, no matter how young or how old you are, if you'll put your trust and faith in one who never fails, you can overcome. Because He wears the victor's crown. Because His blood was shed on Calvary. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So glad to be home. So glad to be in the house of the Lord with you this morning. I have one point. Everybody say one point. Usually scares me when I have one point, but I have one point. Hallelujah. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the word, Luke 3, starting in verse 2, and Ananias and Sapphira being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. You've got to repent. You've got to be baptized. You've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to be buried in that water in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 4, and as it is written in the book of the word of Isaiah, the prophet saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make His paths straight. Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. Has life been rough for you? Has there been some hills and some mountains and some valleys and some rocky areas in life? This is for you. Verse 9. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Quit being a statue and start growing in stature. Thank you, Pastor. Shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. John answered, verse 16, John answered, saying to them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. I take my text this morning from verse 4. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. This was John's definition of history. It was blunt. It was simple. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. John 1:23, he says that. He goes on to say, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Lord Jesus, we come to hear your word today. Open our minds to understanding. Give our hearts a desire to live for you above all else. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for your presence and your anointing in this place. I pray every man, woman, and child would be touched today. Lord, we don't want to leave here like we came. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. So glad that each and every one of you are here. Our God is awesome. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I am so excited about the great news of the good things that are happening in Carlos, Louisiana, South Sulphur, Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana, De Quincy, Louisiana, the Boot Hill of Louisiana, crossing over into the border, going over to Texas, the revival in your home and your life and your families. Things are happening. Don't you give up. Don't you stop praying. Hey, it excites me. You know how I know we're growing and how things are happening? You look at the prayer room. We had more people in the prayer room this morning than since I've been here. It was incredible. There is running out of room to have seats or places to kneel. So if you're going to get there, you better get there early to get your spot. You want a spot in the prayer room because the power and presence of God, it has to have a fire starter. And that's where it starts. It starts with us lifting up our voices to God. You don't start at the finish line. You start at the beginning. And when you start and that starting gun goes off, you begin to go. And that's how we begin. And it just felt good to be back and in the presence of God, just starting off in the prayer room this morning. Hallelujah. I've had a great weekend. I'm having a great day. It's so good to see each and every one of you and to know that Jesus Christ is still Lord. I have one point. Everybody here under the sound of my voice, including my little buddy over here screaming, you're making my point perfect. Every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, has something in common here today. You have brought something with you today that you all have. Say hello.
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 Wow. Good to see you here. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. Could you hear that? Y'all can hear him, can't you? Hi.
Hi.
Wow.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning. It's a little variety going on. How are you doing, sister?
Hello.
Hi. Good to see you.
Hello.
This young lady right here can tie water balloons, Pastor. She is a water balloon. Good morning, Brother Douglas. How are you? Oh, I'm good, Brother Deuce.
Praise the Lord.
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 From the shyest to the most boisterous. Hallelujah. How you doing over here, buddy? My buddy in pink told me he would never wear pink. Hi.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Man, what are you? You're part of gravity. What you doing way back here?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Wow. Are y'all getting it yet?
Morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Missing your husband this morning. Hey.
Good morning.
Ooh, deep voice. Baritone. That one sounds good in the choir. We need to recruit him. Hallelujah. How are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do we have in common here this morning?
A voice.
A voice. We all have a voice. I would never leave out Elder Sister Baggett. Good morning.
Good morning.
And of course, how are you?
Welcome home, my adopted son.
Ah, love it. Makes me feel special. Pastor, they've heard your voice. That was incredible this morning.
Welcome home, my adopted son.
That's on record. I want a recording of that. Hallelujah. We all have a voice. Hear me this morning. It's a simple message. We all came today with a voice. It doesn't matter what's in your bank account this morning, although it would be nice if something was in there, but you have a voice. You have a voice. John's definition of his own self is, I am but a voice crying in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Here is a servant of the Most High. A servant who, according to the scriptures, if you'll read, it was said of him that he was the greatest among them that are born of women. That's what it was said of this man. He was the greatest, the most blessed of all the prophets and revered preachers of righteousness of his day and time and throughout history. The crowds flocked to hear his messages. Many were baptized. Many were touched and became his disciples. Even royalty came under his mighty influence and his voice. Some thought that he was the Christ. Others considered him to be Elijah raised from the dead. But John refused to be exalted and promoted. He refused. He was emptied of self-serving, and he continually withdrew himself from center stage. The greatest of all prophets was in his own eyes not seen worthy to be called a man of God. Only a voice. Only a voice. Just a voice. A wilderness voice. Modest, retiring, unconcerned about honor or usefulness or prestige. He cared nothing about having his ministry or about him being mightily used of God. It was not about position. It was not about social structure. It was not about what he owned or had in this life. He considered himself unworthy to even touch the master's shoes. His entire life was devoted to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. What a powerful message to us here today in the year of 2013, this age of self-promotion, self-occupation. John could have had it all. He could have had it all, but he cried out, I must decrease. I must decrease, and he must increase. Hallelujah. He's increased in your life today. And John, he reached the goal. John could have kept reminding all who heard him, I'm just a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Who among us today is willing to open up to their nothingness and be satisfied this morning? Not with the name brand shoes you're wearing or clothes you're wearing, but with just a voice. Hi, how are you? Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good to see you. How you doing? Just a voice. Just a simple voice. Just a voice. How many are prepared to be set aside and out of sight? To no longer be the center of your world? To be placed on a path of decreasing popularity, usefulness? All around me, I hear Christians saying, I want God to use me. I want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. I want my life to count for the Lord. I want to serve Him. Full-time capacity. Preferably, I want a position. That's all very commendable. But are you willing to be just a voice? Are you willing to be that one that just says, I know who Jesus is. Look at what he's done for me. Look at where he's brought me. Are you willing to find your joy and fulfillment not in service, but in devoted communion and proclamation with the Lord? Are you prepared to be a voice to teach a Bible study? Maybe your voice could be used to lead someone to Jesus. Maybe you're the voice that they're looking to, not because you're in a position, but in spite of it. Not because you have social standing, but in spite of it. Not because you have or have not money, but in spite of it. Your voice, your voice, your voice matters. Say that with me. Your voice matters. Now make it personal. My voice matters. It matters. Just to be a voice that somebody can hear. That somebody can hear. The greatest rewards will probably go to those who were hidden and unknown. I heard a man that I respect very much. He has been respected and revered throughout history. He stood at a podium many years ago. I was not there, but I heard his voice and I heard the recording of his words. And he said, greater men and women, greater speakers, greater singers, greater workers of the kingdom of God are sitting in the pews today than are up here speaking. Just a voice. Your voice matters. Your voice matters. The secret of John's happiness was that his joy was not in his ministry or his work, not in his personal usefulness or widespread influence that he had received. His pure joy was to stand in the presence of the bridegroom and to hear his voice and to rejoice in it. His joy was in seeing others, his own disciples flocking to Jesus, the Lamb of God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The greatest fulfillment a child of God can know is to lose self. Lose self. Hear me. Lose self. Get your issues out of the way. Get your problems out of your mind. Tell the devil to get behind you in the name of Jesus. Lose yourself and all desire to be somebody in your own mind and simply begin to rejoice in being a son and a daughter of the Creator, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You've got to get your mind there first. You've got to get yourself in a position that you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Not of anything, but of everything. Not of one situation, but of all situations. Not of one family, but of every family. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Forget who you are. Forget where you've come from this morning. Forget what your problems are and what position you may have in life. But simply focus and begin to focus on who He is and what He can do for you in your life and your family. Make Him the center of your life. Not the outside edge or wheel of a spoke. Make him the center. Get yourself out of the center and put Jesus Christ in the center. Being totally occupied with Christ is what will truly satisfy your heart this morning. John could stand there. Oh, he could stand there in the Jordan with his eyes fixed on Jesus and be delighted by his presence. Such a person, so given over to the glory of Jesus, is evaluated above all need to be seen and heard. What can be added to you or I? And what can be added to one who is fully occupied with the glory and the presence of Almighty God? When it begins to consume you, you can walk in Walmart and have a smile on your face even though your tractor blew up the day before. You can walk in Kroger when your car broke down and you're going out of town and have a smile on your face because somebody is looking to you and looking to your voice, and whether you like it or not, they're going to hear your voice. Whether you're speaking of the goodness and good things of Jesus or you're griping and complaining, murmuring, backbiting, nothing ever goes right. They're going to hear your voice, and your voice is going to influence them in the positive or in the negative. Let me tell you, I have bad days. But you ain't going to know about it. He might, you ain't. He surely will. We all have bad days. We all have issues. If I had a tractor, I'm sure it'd break down too.